Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back from the show floor of Training 2015. Stone Payton here. And in this segment, we have with us Director of Revenue Systems Group with IHG, that's Intercontinental Hotels Group. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Warren Jan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Stone. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you. You know, IHG is a brand most of us have heard of, but let's just, if we could, just to kind of set the tone here, mission, purpose, what is it that you guys really do for folks?
Well, we actually have the ambition to be the number one company in the world, not just in the area of hotels, but in, you know, the best in the world. What we specifically have is a variety of hotel brand products. So some people know IHG, and if you don't, our big brands are the Intercontinental Hotels. We have Crowne Plaza Hotels and Resorts. We have Holiday Inn. A lot of people know that brand. Holiday Inn Express, Staybridge Suites, Candlewood Suites, as well as Hotel Indigo. And we have a couple new ones coming. We have Even Hotels, which is one of our lifestyle brands. We also have Wallux, which is a China-only brand. And I don't know if you've seen in the news lately, but Kimpton Hotels, we just joined with them in a merger. So they'll be joining the IHG family. Very exciting.
Kimpton sounds very familiar. Is that the smaller kind of boutique, almost quirky kind of deal? Like, I think we stayed in one in San Francisco.
That's
maybe?
Exactly right. San Francisco has some amazing Kimpton properties.
Yeah.
And they're also very big in the restaurant and bar scene. So we're very excited to have them as part of our group now. If you can believe it, we're just shy of 700,000 hotel rooms worldwide.
Good
and
Lord.
We have over 4,700 hotels.
All right. Well, you had me at Intercontinental,
yep,
and then you rattled off all of those other brands who just have a marvelous reputation. Your role at IHG, what is it that that you do to make the rent over there?
Well, my team and myself, I lead an area that specifically trains hotels in the field, management level hotel folks, in the areas of revenue management, which is trying to maximize revenue, channel management. So you're probably familiar with Priceline or going to websites. We teach hotels how to manage those various channels.
Mm-hmm.
All the sales teams on hotel properties, we train them how to be effective in sales, as well as leadership training. So we do a lot in the area of leadership. And then finally a system. So anything that touches the systems, you go to the front desk, you see someone hacking away. We're responsible for helping to get those people ready.
You showed them how to do it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it sounds like a tall order to me, and it sounds like a distinct set of very different constituencies. You got salespeople, you got leaders, you've got folks that are in operations and systems. It sounds like an awful lot to organize. Can you speak a little bit to how you keep all of it straight?
Well, we have a network in the Americas region of 3,600 hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Inside that, they plug into our system called MyLearning, and MyLearning is powered by Saba. And inside of that, they can pick and choose various training events that they would like to attend, and we do instructor-led field-based training. We do virtual training to where an instructor-led leads a 3-4 day training event. And we also do some asynchronous learning to allow the learners the ability to take learning when they have time to
all
take
right.
it.
While Ryan looks up that word.
Yes, sure.
Why don't you
want me to define asynchronous?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a big fancy word. So its counterpart is synchronous. And synchronous means an instructor is live with the students,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're
okay.
in a classroom for a set period of time. Asynchronous, though, may have a set period of time. It is not live with the instructor. So they're going through self-paced components, and the instructor helps guide them at different points, but not during a live session.
Now, see, I would think that there would be an awful lot of advantages in a self-paced, particularly if I have access to a live person if and when I need it. And it sounds like that's the case, yeah?
That's exactly what it is. So we try to keep a 24-hour turnaround in these environments with contacts. If someone reaches out, we try to do it as quickly as possible. Obviously, if you send us an email at 2 a.m., it may take us a little time to get back to you. But the goal is within 24 hours. But there's a ton of advantage in our business, Stone. We're a service business. Our job is to make sure people are happy, and the hotel is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So for a learner to have the ability to go in when they have their own time,
yeah,
when it's not busy, and get pieces of learning and participate in learning, it can be a big win, especially for the adult learner.
So have the percentages changed from asynchronous and synchronous training over the last few years? I'm under the impression it's probably become more asynchronous.
Well,
over time,
we actually just started this. A lot of what we did, and I work closely, is an amazing colleague of mine. Her name is Kelly Beta, and she works with us. And she and I were sitting down. We were looking at something, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But we said, how do we take what has been so successful with the University of Phoenix or Strayer University or DeVry University with adult learners,
yeah,
and look at that asynchronous piece? Because we know our managers are getting degrees in online education.
Right, right.
So how do we take the success of that and bring it? So we started 18 months ago, and we're still, I hate to say, I mean, we're still in the testing phases, but we've offered 18 classes in that time. And
you've offered 18 classes in 18 months.
Yep. They're one.
Man, you guys don't fool around.
Oh, as an organization, we will train 25,000 people in a year's time for the hotel side. So it sounds like a lot, but it's actually a drop in what we do. A majority of still what we do is synchronous, so face-to-face with the learner or virtually live with the learner.
But at this point, the most of it's still synchronous.
All right. Oh, yeah.
But content, where are you getting all the smart stuff to train them in?
Well, I got to plug this because this is great. So the reason we even went here was e-learning development takes a lot of time, costs a lot of money sometimes.
Sure.
So we have a great partnership with Franklin Covey. They came out with an amazing product about 2 years ago called Insights on Demand. And there was a session actually done at this event by two of their representatives, and they talked about this just-in-time learning piece. You know, how do you do small pieces of learning when you need it and get it out quickly? And a lot of that is what we've done. We've taken their modules, which are anywhere between 7 and 15 minutes long.
And they do need to be smaller when you're delivering like this, right? They're chunks like
well,
that.
We want to try to align. We don't want to take so much time away from them. So we say,
what
we'll do is we'll package a product. So let's say we looked at, for instance, team building, right? We would take a couple team building modules that they have. We would then plug them into a curriculum over 4 weeks. So a class takes 4 weeks to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Each week they're given a module. That module has a piece of homework automatically attached to it that Franklin Covey did, which was amazing. And we then infuse it with discussion threads. So we have live discussion.
Nice.
Well, not live discussion, sorry. We have discussion that goes into posts, and our instructor supplies questions and interactivity with them throughout the week. And by the end of the week, they have to finish the module, do the homework assignment, and interact in the discussion posts for 4 weeks. And it's about 8 hours of total time commitment to the learner.
So your instructors, did they initially, some of them, bristle with this whole new world, or did you have to go get a whole new crop of instructors and keep your platform instructors over here and your e-learning type people over here?
You know, Stone, that's a great question.
I thought it was a fantastic question.
Well, we started, it's you know what, it's when you're looking at this, right, most trainers that we would find would not be experienced necessarily in this style of
learning. Right,
right. So it was a learning experience for us in the first few classes. But Kelly, and we have another individual, Tara, who came actually from a university-style learning.
Okay.
They've been our head instructors, and they love it. They're traveling. They're on the road, right? Let's say they're on a plane. They land, and they connect for 15 minutes. They can check the posts. They can get right back on the plane, do another workshop, do the things they want, get back to their hotel room at night, check the post for 10 minutes, and they're teaching a class, and they're doing it at their own time. So it's not only about the learners having time and those types of commitments. It's also the instructor's side. It gives them the flexibility to offer and interact.
And their answers can be one to many, and as opposed to having to tell the same thing over and over to a bunch of individuals, which at one time might have been thought of as good responsive instruction. Now you can respond, and everybody can go to the forum and see, hey, this question's been asked, and this is how this person has responded. What kind of feedback are you getting from the students, from the audience?
Interesting feedback. Those that are in love with it cannot wait for our next classes to come. So we have repeat customers at almost 100%. Anybody that started and enjoyed it, we have 100% of people come back and want more. We do have an attrition rate, a small attrition rate, of about 20 or so percent. These individuals sign up, and they just aren't committed to the time management that it takes to be self-motivated to get each week's done.
Well, now, see, there's another point, because there is some accountability built in here for the learner that we all know is good for the organization and good for the individual, but not every individual's ready for whatever reason.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Stone, think about it. You're in a classroom today. There's always a guy or gal in there that's going to check out. They're on their cell phone, right?
Right, right.
In this style, asynchronous, every single person has to be engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, where before you could sit in a class and the instructor asked a question, say, I've got a question for the audience. Maybe the same three people always answer.
Right.
In this environment, everybody answers. Everybody engages. But I don't, you know, what we find more than most of the time is it's time management issues. People just not getting the work done on time or not managing their time well, more so than it is the engagement piece, because everybody finds it extremely engaging.
So where is all this headed for you guys? Or do you even know at this point? It's just your best guess.
Yeah, I mean, I still think our partnership with Covey is going to remain strong. So we offer a variety of topics right now with them.
No, that's great, because now I can send them a bill, too.
For
mentioning them on air. This is great.
Sure. Well,
we love the Covey folks.
Well, we do enjoy working. Their products are amazing. And as we continue to grow, we'd love to get more into the functional areas that we have in the hotel. So, like we said, it takes time and money to build e-learning. As we look and say, how much time, how much money do we have, can we get this done? For right now, it's great to partner with an off-the-shelf product that everybody knows and loves in the world, not just in the hotel business, but in the world. So we're going to keep growing with Covey on this and then look to other areas.
All right, before we wrap, let's leave some of your peers with some lessons learned, some tips, some ideas.
Because not to read from it, but I've got a good list of tips because we've learned a lot through this 18 months. So we've in 18 months, each class is 4 weeks long, right? So we've offered 18 classes. We've put through about 360 people, and 290 or so were successfully completed just due to the attrition rate. But what we learned is to be successful, we've capped it at 20, which we found has been very good. So class sizes of only 20 individuals, so the discussions don't get too long. But we do know if it falls less than 8, there becomes a problem. So anytime we want to make sure the sweet spot that we have seen is 8 to 20, which is just a great thing that we've found. We also need to make sure, depending on the videos we're using on the e-learning, how much time it's really taking them to do the video and the homework. And we've done this through trial and error. Some videos and things require much more engaged homework, and so it doesn't leave a lot of time for them to discuss what they've learned. So we've learned that. Just make sure we've got it set in time frames that make sense. And we've been experimenting with a few different types of discussion forums. And we would as we're still learning through that, we don't have a specific vendor or someone we're using. We've tried a lot of different platforms. So what we would say is just make sure it's easy to use for the learner and there isn't a lot of instruction that's needed, because you don't want them wasting time on how to learn how to make a post. You want them to to add substance and content and learning. So some of the things that we've learned.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Warren, Jan, this has been a very interesting and informative conversation. Thanks for coming by and hanging with us.
Anytime, Stone. Thank you. Hopefully we can do it again.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor at 2015 Training Conference and Expo.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.